The solar miracle at Fatima, something truly phenomenal, an event of history, but also an event of grace. And we want to hear from the children themselves what they saw and also what it portends for us. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Mirabali, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We've been talking about the October 13th, 1917 miracle of the sun spinning, giving off colors, leaving its place in the sky, visibly at least, coming down to the crowd of 70,000. There's some physiological dimension to what takes place because the people say it was all wet, it was raining, pouring rain, and after this event, everything is dry. So certainly you're talking about some not only visible miracle, but also a physical miracle in some form. Let's go to the testimony, the cross-examination that both Jacinta and Francisco and Lucia had experienced a couple days after the event as an outstanding first-hand examination. This happens on October 19th, 1917. Lucia had already expressed what she saw and the images of Our Lady. I want to go to Francisco and Jacinta as well. These are the questions that Francisco was asked. So we'll have the interviewer and their response. On the 13th of this month, did you see our Lord bless the people? No, I didn't. It was Our Lady whom I saw. Did you see the Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Carmel? No, I didn't. Our Lady looked like the one that I saw down here. She was dressed in the same way. Did you not look at the sun? Yes, I did. Didn't you see Saint Joseph and the child Jesus? Yes, I did. Where were they, were they near or were they far from the sun? Near the sun. On which side of the sun was Saint Joseph? He was on the left side. On which side was Our Lady? On the right side. Where was the child Jesus? He was beside Saint Joseph. On what side? I did not notice the side. Was the child big or small? He was very small. When the lady was over the holmok, did you hear what she was saying to Lucia? No, I did not. Did you hear the sound of her voice? No, I did not hear that either. Now remember, just for context, that from the beginning, Lucia is the principal visionary. And in fact, Francisco wasn't able to be told what took place. His call was from Our Lady was to pray many rosaries. And Francisco became a rosary machine, we could say, in his last brief period of time on earth before he was taken up with his early death before 1920. Let's go to Jacinta's testimony, same type of cross-examination. Did you see Saint Joseph? Yes, I did. Lucia said that Saint Joseph was bestowing peace. Did you look at the sun? I did. And what did you see? I saw the sun red, green, and other colors, and I saw it spinning. Did you hear Lucia telling the people to look at the sun? Yes, I did. She said in a very loud voice for them to look at the sun. The sun was already spinning. Was it the lady who told her to tell the people? The lady did not say anything. What did the lady say this last time? She said, quote, I have come to tell you that our Lord is not to be offended anymore, that he has been greatly offended, that if the people repent, the war will end. Lucia heard better than I did what the lady said. And with this testimony, you also have a newspaper account, which was published on the 15th, which also makes reference to these miracles. In the newspaper account, you have the author saying he was there, he was present, he saw these things take place as well. Let me give you just a brief excerpt from the daily, if you will, newspaper account of what took place. The newspaper author says, quote, the change went unnoticed by the multitude, which impartial educated people free from the influence of mysticism calculated to be between 30 and 50,000. Many of the pilgrims began to say that the foretold visible sign was about to take place. And then a unique, and for those who did not witness it, an impossible spectacle took place. From the crest of the road, where the carriages had gathered full of hundreds of people, which had no courage to descend to the muddy ground, everyone could see the great crowd turning towards the sun, which was high in the sky. The heavenly body was like an opaque silver plate, and it was possible to look at it without the least effort. It did not burn, nor did it blind. It was as if an eclipse was taking place. But suddenly a loud clamor arose, and the onlookers who were nearest were heard saying, "Miracle, miracle, wonderful, wonderful." And those that were present saw the sun changing multiple colors. It was almost to the point that it appeared that the earth was on fire with its rays. So, again, testimony after testimony, this was a concrete historical event. Even scientists, even those unbelievers, can't say that there wasn't repeated documentation, human documentation, by experts, by non-believers. In fact, some of the writers for the newspaper articles were atheists, but they had to testify to what they saw. Now, what's its importance for us today? Well, Dr. Courtney Bartholomew, who is a internationally renowned aid researcher and also a scientist from Trinidad, has the following speculation about what the solar miracle means. He says, you know, the sun is like a nuclear explosion. It is an ongoing explosion of hydrogen and helium, which is what we have in things like a hydrogen bomb. So the fact that the sun, which is kind of an ongoing nuclear explosion, would come down to the earth, that there would be darkness surrounding it, that the people would have an idea that perhaps it was the end of the world, which many of them did, and then would raise itself back to the sky, would seem to suggest the possibility of a nuclear threat and the need for Our Lady's intercession to avoid a nuclear threat. Now, for many individuals, this is hardly a wild-eyed speculation. In fact, this seems to be some of the possible meaning of the third secret of Fatima, which was released by John Paul II in June of 2000 after beatifying Jacinta and Francisco in Fatima on May 13th. And the idea that's portrayed in the solar miracle that's also confirmed in the third secret of Fatima would be this. In the third secret of Fatima, you have an image of an angel, and there is fire coming off the angel and the sword of the angel, and Our Lady, by her intercession, she keeps putting out the flames that are issuing forth from the angel. The angel is saying, penance, penance, penance. We know in the book of Revelation that the angels are at the four corners of the earth, that if there's a time of justice that God allows to take place for the sake of ultimate purification, it's the angels that execute that actual elements and different specifications of the justice. So what do we have together? We have a nuclear threat. Is it interesting that Cardinal Ratzinger, in his commentary to the release of the Third Secret of Fatima, made references that man now has the ability on our own to destroy ourselves through nuclear danger? We know of nuclear dangers. Even in the last summit, the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, there was the revelation of Iran with new nuclear capabilities and potentialities, and Western countries made a stand against that. We are aware of a multiplicity of nuclear capacity in the world, and now, with great fear entering the hands of those unstable and dictatorial governments, this is a reality. We know it's a reality. Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI, makes reference to it being a reality. What's our call? Fear? No. Panic? Absolutely not. Prayer? Yes. We've got to answer Our Lady's call. We need things like daily rosary. So she's asking you and me to pray the rosary daily, to make room for daily rosary. I'm asking you because Our Lady asked us to pray for the fifth Marian dogma, that Our Lady will be crowned so she can fully intercede to prevent us from degeneration, disaster, war. This prayer of the Lady of All Nations, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. See, my friends, it's all the same formula. Our Lady is the remedy. Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of All Nations, Our Lady who's the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and an advocate wishes to exercise those roles to prevent nuclear disaster for us. It's not a message of fear, it's a message of peace. But we have to respond. So I'm asking you, do your part. Pray the rosary every day. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma. Pray for our Holy Father to release Our Lady by solemnly defining her motherly roles on our behalf. Pray for peace in the world so that we can experience what we all desire, an era of peace which starts with the presence of Jesus Christ in every heart, and that brings forward family peace, social peace, and global peace. A peace based on the peace of Jesus Christ for the world. That's what we need through Heaven's plan, Our Lady. This is Dr. Mark Mirabali saying thank you for being with us at MaryCast. God bless you.